Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Good morning and welcome and happy Friday. This is Angel here with New Age Guild Radio, Spirit Talk Radio, and I am always happy to be here with our guests. We have a really special guest this morning. We have Carrie, and I don't want to mispronounce your name, Carrie. Is it Jahan?
It's Jahan. Yes, it's
Jahan.
A unique one. Carrie Jahan.
So Carrie Jahan, who is I would love for you to describe how it is, because you like to say a multidimensional healer and practitioner, and I want you to give some insight to that. But I also want to welcome our other facilitator today, who's going to take you through the process of telling people about your process, which is Pam the Yes Coach. Are you there, Pam?
Yes, I am. I'm right here.
Say hi to Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. It's wonderful to meet you.
Hi, Pam. I'm so honored to be here with both of you. This is so much fun.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Boy, what else would you do on a Saturday morning, right?
Right.
So one
All
of
right.
the things that I wanted to ask you just for kicks and giggles is what services do you provide inside of your specific gift set?
Is this for me?
Yeah, for, that's for you,
okay.
What
so,
services do you provide?
Yeah, so I do a form of energy work where I really just show up and surrender. And so I don't consider myself a healer where I come in and I work on people and I'm going to fix them. I really feel like I'm more a facilitator of frequency exchanges. And so I show up and I basically even ask someone, you know, do we even have permission from your higher self to even work together? And can I join in on this healing journey? And then when I get permission, I stand up usually and I let the energy flow through my hands. So my hands can move in the sky a little bit. And I also speak light language. And so through these two things, I'm really just gaining access to the particular frequencies that are being called to shift. And I receive guidance from someone's higher self. And so I don't feel like they're just passively laying there. I feel very much like they're an active participant in the session. And so when I surrender, I just get led to where it is that the person's asking for some support. So in my work, it's very much entanglement in the luminous field. And so that could be a past life imprint. It could be a soul fragment of someone else. It can be a psychic dagger, even from someone you cut off on the road. And so basically, when that gets stuck in the luminous field, that informs our thinking, our emotions, our physical behaviors, our relationships. And so we can really disentangle and clean up that field. I really help support people in experiencing shifts in their life, whether it's in their relationship to food or to work or even to sleep or just even being in their physical body. And so for me, it's quite a bit of a surrender and a joy to actually help. Like, wow, I get to help and I get to support you in this journey. Like, thanks for welcoming me. And I just think, too, that when we join in our heart field, when people are gathered in our heart space, that everything is magnified. And so for me, I just even just coming in and offering my heart and being a witness of someone's process, I feel like that, too, is something that, you know, when we do that for each other, that we can experience some pretty profound shifts in our life.
That's really amazing. What I hear you saying, that you actually work in partnership with each individual's own ability to heal themselves.
Amen. Oh, my gosh. That is so important to me. The way I experience healing is this. It's someone else's higher self being like, look, I know what needs to happen, and these things are ready to shift. Can you actually join in your heart field and your intention and help me shift this? I definitely feel like it's a partnership, a companionship. And And then the person's empowered. It's not like, oh, they're going to come to me and I'm going to fix them. It's like, oh no, like they're helping themselves. They're doing their healing journey and they're in control and they're empowered. And it's, I'm just honored to be a part of that journey and to help add some energy to it. So yeah, I definitely feel like someone's really in their own power in a healing session, and they're coming knowing like, okay, I'm ready to these things, these particular belief systems, these habits, this stuckness, I'm ready to let this shift and I could use a little support. Yeah. So I feel like it's a partnership for sure.
Did we lose somebody there?
Oh, I'm here now. Yeah. I definitely lost you for a second there.
I don't know what happened. I think there we go.
I was muted. You couldn't hear me. The call did drop, but I came right back on. Sorry about that. It happens on cell phones sometimes. But I was fascinated by what you were saying, Carrie. One of the things that it struck me, I can see why you call yourself a facilitator versus a healer, because in a way, you're actually facilitating the individual healing themselves. But the way I see it from what you're saying, the individual needs to be open to receive the instruction that they are healing themselves and that you're helping them resonate with the energies, that it's not you doing it. You're just facilitating them doing it. Is that accurate?
That's accurate. And when I first begin, I actually ask permission. I say, is it safe and appropriate for me to work with someone? And if I actually say, is it safe and appropriate for me to work on someone? I actually get a no. I always get a no. And then I realize that my language was off. And so I'm always asking, you know, do I have permission to work with someone? And then I'll get the yes or the no. But I actually use kinesiology and muscle testing to get yes, no responses. And so I'll actually just, the first thing I'll ask is, do I have permission to work with you? And if by accident I say, do I have permission to work on you? I always get a no. Yeah. So it's significant, that difference between working with someone and working on someone.
So with regard to the energies and the healing energies, what if you're working with someone who doesn't believe?
Yeah, so I have some people that get referred to me and they say, okay, Carrie's a little bit outside the box, but hang on, just deal with the fact that her like energy moves through her hands and she speaks some light language, because you'll see the actual changes in your life. You'll see that the drinking has subsided. You'll see that you have, you know, more joy. Just hang in there. You know, she's a little outside. And so with them, I welcome them, and then I bring in a lot of the science behind it. So there's a quantum physicist, Nassim Harriman, who has proved that we are really connected to all that is through science. And that's how this field works. It's like basically we're accessing different vibrational fields. So within ourselves, even our psychic body, our emotional body, our physical body, they all have vibrational frequencies. And then even within our physical body, there's a vibrational frequencies of our kidneys versus the liver versus our toes, for that matter. And so we have access to all that is within us, but also to all that is outside of us. So we have access to morphogenic fields within our galaxy, within our universe. And what Nassim has proven is that we can actually bring vibrational frequencies and move energy from one part of the universe to another part of the universe, because we're actually a part of all that is. So I know there's like this notion of, oh yeah, we're all one and we're all connected. But the science behind it, too, really allows for us to access different morphogenic fields. And so to give an example, I think his name is Rubric Sheldrake, actually talked about morphogenic fields. These are energetic fields that support what we see on the 3D. And so there's even a field of even essential oils or energetic field of sound healing frequencies that's supporting what we see on the 3D. And so in my work, I'm actually led to different fields. I'm led to, say, the energetic field of essential oils, and a particular one, like let's say that's peppermint oil. And we can actually then download and integrate the vibrational frequencies of peppermint oil into someone's field as appropriately. So download and integrate peppermint oil on lungs, basically moving frequencies, vibrational frequencies from one field to another, and then letting them integrate into that field. And then at the same time, like working on, say, if we're working on someone's, working with someone's emotional body, like accessing the actual vibrational frequencies of rage or frustration, accessing them and then shifting them back into the quantum field. And so we're really trying to, it's a facilitation of frequency exchanges that then allows for optimal health, whether it's physical, mental, psychic health. And so for them, when I try to bring a little bit more of, hey, you know, there's some science behind it, it softens them a little bit, opens the door a little bit. But it's still, you know, when you speak some light language and your hands, you know, wave in the sky when you're working with people, it's something. It's something for the people who are not familiar with it. That's a little bit of a, wow, this is a little strange, but I feel the difference in my life.
Can you give us some examples of people that you've helped and facilitated in this way?
Sure.
So
some of the things that have been coming up recently is even working with other empaths who feel very destabilized by feeling the frequencies of others or the emotions of others or the emotions of the planet. And so even helping them to then just feel like what's theirs and what's not. And when they're almost feeling bombarded by frequencies or energies of the planet or this, you know, the craziness of people at work, it's really just helping them to clear their fields and to align to what is theirs. And then being able to process, okay, I'm feeling someone else's rage. Okay, I feel that. And able to then send that off with a prayer of, oh, I'm kind of feeling what someone else is feeling, and not be so destabilized by it. So we have been helping a lot of empaths recently to be really kind of stabilized and grounded in everything that they're feeling and not be thrown off by it. And then a lot of behaviors, like people feeling really stuck, like I'm stuck at work or I'm trying to start a new job and I can't get there. Or even stuck in a behavior like eating outside of what's healthy for them or even drinking. And so most recently with helping people with drinking, it's been, the shifts have been amazing. And so when someone's like, you know, you usually drink 2 glasses of wine a night. After my session with you, I drank 1 glass. I totally forgot about the other glass until the next day I saw the bottle of wine in the refrigerator. And so shifts will happen naturally. There's not this effort of like, okay, I'm not going to drink 2 glasses of wine, I'm going to cut back. It's when the shifts happen, they feel so natural. Like someone's able to speak about something that they weren't able to speak about or to not eat the, you know, entire chocolate cake when they really just wanted a bite. Like, and then it's like, it happens so naturally that they're like, oh, I actually didn't even notice until later. Like there wasn't this effort, this willpower, because we're actually able to shift the cause of the particular issue. And so it's just, I think those are at least the examples that come to mind.
Well, that's pretty remarkable. I mean, Carrie, how long have you been doing this work?
Since in 2010, I got into alternative methods because I had hurt my back and my thyroid was really out of whack. And I had conventional doctors telling me that I'll never be able to bend over and tie my shoelaces again. And the endocrinologist wanted to cut my thyroid out. And I said, that's bizarre. Like how can we not heal? Like what is that? And so I actually started to do transformational breath work and EFT and heart math. And I did it because I needed help, not only for my physical body, but I also grew up in a lot of agony. I grew up miserable. I was suicidal at 13. Like I just was not happy with life. And so I got into it for myself and not thinking that I was going to be helping other people. Like that was not even in my consciousness that I could help other people and support people on their journeys. And then the more I kind of went through, you know, the different trainings and I was feeling better and I was getting my life together. My heart wasn't full of rage and agony. When that started to happen, I was like, oh, wait, maybe I can help other people too. Like all these people are helping me. Like maybe I can support other people. But it wasn't why I got into alternative healing. It wasn't even in my consciousness that was part of my life's work.
Yes, it would seem that you did answer a calling that you didn't even know was there. What intrigues me is that in answering that calling, you also are in the role of teacher. because you learned everything you learned, and you basically are making it possible for people to learn the same thing in a faster way because you're facilitating that.
That's it's nice to hear that. Sometimes I, you know, it's like it takes a bit for me to really step into the role of helper or to of supporter or teacher, and so when you said that, I was like, okay, you can honor that, and like, don't say, no, I'm not a teacher, you know, so it's interesting, the still, you know, still really stepping into this role of really, you know, being a teacher as well.
Yeah, I can get that. Who I am in life is, I call myself a yes coach, and why I'm a yes coach is because I train people to be a yes, to be empowering in every sense. So when I listen from yes. And in my world, I experience what there is to empower myself in my interpretation. So your interpretation is very humble, which can be very, very powerful in many ways. And just know that someone like you who is providing so much, you need to recognize that teacher is a profound title. That you know, I know that in some circles they say those that don't do teach, but I do not. I don't relate to that interpretation. I think that teachers are extremely valuable because they provide. If everybody needs to learn something, you know, you all start somewhere. So, you know, I just acknowledge you as a teacher, as a facilitator, and as a helper. And
Thank you.
I'm going to turn this over to Angel now. Angel?
Hello. I was sitting back there lurking in the background listening to that. That was really, really super cool listening to all of that and listening to the two of you guys kind of talking about your really cool process, Carrie, and then that really great anointment that you just got from the Yes Coach. You just got like the virtual knighthood there. How does that
feel? I love it.
Amazing.
I really feel it. Like I feel it strengthening in my spine. You know, like, oh, okay, I can step into
it. We should go to run out and do something now. That was really cool, Pam. Thank you so much. So what we have here is you have a lot of callers. I wanted to give you an opportunity to engage with some people so people can hear what you have to say, you know, and the people that are holding on what you are is you're a healer. You do get some insight sometimes, and I'm assuming people are going to be asking you questions. You talked a lot about what you can really do to help, like, real life issues around illness and process and blockages. So I want to give you an opportunity to talk to some people if you're ready to talk to people and connect.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do it. Good morning. You're on the air with Carrie. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning. I guess if we're looking into, like, blocks and things like that, obviously I just started a new sales job, and throughout the past 10 to 15 years or more, there's been, you know, a lot of getting very close to just financially exploding. And so I would just like to kind of see what blockages are preventing that to actually follow through.
Okay. So I'm going to ask first and foremost, safe and appropriate, and do I have permission to work with Mike? Okay, great. And so with blockages, so I'm going to actually run the energy through my hands and let's just see what comes up. So on your end, you might feel a little sleepy, a little yawn, tingly, or absolutely nothing at all, which is normal as well. And so as we clear this, let's see, working with grandfather on mother's side, grandfather on your father's side. Okay, so are we disentangling? So we are disentangling as appropriately. So this does not mean that, oh my gosh, this is the end of relationships, whether he's transitioned or not. This just means that there's something coming down the ancestral line that's a particular pattern related to finance, abundance. And so if we were with a one-on-one session in off the air, what I would do too is just really sit quietly and see, like, what beliefs are actually coming down the line that would relate to this. But for right now, I'm just actually helping clear it just by letting the energy come through my hands. And if you're open, are you open for some light language to help with this?
Yes.
Okay, so aho nigata nehia heo no miyakatan aho nehia brikohoni hayatamayan tehe hohom brikohoni ahalihio kumiati. Okay, and then just again, just letting the energy come through my hands. And the energy is starting to slow down a little bit. Okay, so the next thing I do when working with someone, when the energy stops, as I ask, you know, is this session complete? And I get a no. And then I say, is there more work to do? And I get a yes. Okay, so more work with Mike. Is it a certain level? Okay, it's a certain level we're working on. Psychic? No. And now basically I'm muscle testing yes and no. So I'm going to go through them out loud. Mental. So working on your mental body or working with subconscious beliefs related to abundance. So I need to find the belief. I do. So actually, if you just give me a second and I will see what belief we're working with. Okay. And
sure.
I have pages of it. So is it on page one? It's on page two. Here. Okay. So the belief I get led to is, the abundance that I allow is reflected in the accumulation of the money in my bank accounts. Okay, do you relate to that, or is it just sometimes when beliefs come through, it's just information to really get to what it is that's what's your truth? So does that, anything in there
yeah.
relate to you?
Okay. No, that resonates.
Fantastic. Okay, so now what I'm helping with is to clear out where that's not true. So when affirmations and beliefs come in, this is not like a, I am abundant, and we just kind of put that in there. Now when I let the energy come through my hands, I'm clearing out where that's not true. And so then it's allowing this belief to really kind of go into the subconscious mind and then into the consciousness and then into our actual life experience. And so there's some more light language to help with clearing this so that the subconscious mind accepts it completely. And so, Mike, you also have a bunch of helpers. One is the Divine Mother that's also here helping with this as well. And then again, just letting the energy move through my hands, which is a little funny on the radio because so I'm going to talk. It's not completely silent as this actually comes through. Okay, so then the energy has stopped. How are you feeling, Mike?
Initially, I mean, there was some on the right side of the upper head. There was definitely some, I don't even know how to, some sort of sensation. But again, I mean, I'm kind of like mellow. I mean, I've just gone through my coffee for the morning and things like that. So I was ready to go. And now it's almost like, okay, like a mellowness is kind of taken over.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very common in these energy shifts that people get sleepy and they start to yawn and things shift. And then the energy comes back even in a more authentic way related to the soul essence. Let's see. Is there more work for Mike? No. Is the session complete for Mike? The session's complete. So, Mike, I literally just go. I just follow guidance from your higher self. Like, you know, because again, I don't work on people. I work with people and with, you know, specific. Can you help me here? Can you help me there? Okay, complete. And so I can't even like push past. You know, after I get a, is there more work? And I get a no. I just honor that. Even though sometimes my ego is like, let's do more.
Right.
I literally can't. But thank you for calling. And any other things you wanted to share?
No, I mean, it's just kind of, yeah, it's really interesting in the feeling when it started, just like the prickly type of at the top of my head. And then just kind of, I would assume that's like kind of the energy coming in or so forth. Or whatnot, but yeah, just, I mean, it's like, well, literally, it's like a really nice mellowness.
Oh, wonderful.
Really, really cool. really, really cool. It was really cool to kind of sit back and hear. So I have a question for you, Mike. When she was giving you the light language, how were you feeling when she was taking you through and kind of pouring the words over you? How did that feel?
You know, it was interesting because it almost kind of felt like, like kind of the picture that I had as that was going was interesting, like a like the old school operators, you know, where they plug in
yes.
the wire. but it was more like, you know, but it was like gold, like plugging something into gold light and, you know, type of thing. And I'm just kind of like, you know, type of thing. And I was like, that's interesting.
That's really
so
cool.
That's so fun. Yeah.
God, so I don't know if that was like connecting, you know, reconnecting things that may not have been connected. I don't know, but it was kind of, it was an interesting picture.
Like I have Lily Tomlin in my head from Laughing Now. I age away really hard there. Thank you for calling, and I'm gonna let her take another caller, and then I'm gonna let her speak again because I would love to let people experience this. But if Mike wanted to work with you, or if anybody else wanted to work with you, Carrie, how would they reach out to you so they could experience this kind of more personally, whether on the phone or in person, because clearly you could do it remotely because you just did it over the radio.
Yeah, I do. I have a distance, I work remotely with people around the world. So I usually work via Skype with someone, but the phone also works. I do live in Sacramento, and I have an office that I rent at this beautiful store called Positive Practice Metaphysical Store. And so I have an office there, but most of my work is actually online, like via Skype, FaceTime, or even over the telephone. And so my website is just carriejahan.com, and on there has my email address, which is simply carriejahan@gmail.com. Trying to make it as easy.
As possible.
My phone number is on there as well.
Word to that. And we've got your website linked onto the Blog Talk show script too. So take a moment to look at that if you're interested in connecting out with Carrie. We're going to go ahead and grab another caller. Good morning. Happy Saturday. You're on the air with Carrie. Who are we speaking to? Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Good morning.
Hi.
You're on the air.
How you doing? I don't even know what to ask. I'm nervous.
so you're like, oh, I'm on the air. You don't have to ask anything. You know, you can continue to listen. But Carrie's here, and she's got some amazing gifts around releasing blocks and healing. So if you've got something that you'd like to kind of explore, and I invite you to take advantage of her presence because she might be able to shift some processes for you and get something moving that can move you forward.
Okay. How am I expecting? And I'm employed, so I'm very scared. And I was 3-year-old. Can you pick up anything on that?
I actually have having a hard time understanding you, and I think I even missed your first name.
I didn't even say my name. My name is Tavana.
Okay. Thank you. And then
Tavana.
Can you repeat what you had mentioned?
I'm expecting.
Oh, congratulations.
Now we can be like, oh, no way.
And I'm kind of like torn on terminating it because I just don't feel like it's necessary. I feel like it's a gift. But I also sleep on my mother's couch with my daughter. So I'm like, I know she's going to kick me out. So I don't know.
Okay. So I'll ask first, do I have permission to work with this woman? Yes. Okay. So with this, what often happens is, because I don't work as a psychic, like, oh, yes, you know, go to the family reunion or don't go to the family reunion. What I do is I help people get in line with their own clarity. And so what's happening now, they're working with your heart field. And is this her spinal cord? Okay. Working with your heart and your spinal cord. I'm just going to let the energy come through my hands. And then, let's see, working with disentangling. We're disentangling from the fear matrix. Is there more information there? No. So we are disentangling from the fear matrix at the same time. And then some light language is coming through to assist as well as your personal guides. And so, let's see. Okay, so okay, so this is also then working with the soul that's in your belly. And then very much clearing, let's see, is this on the father side, the mother side? Okay, the mother side, like the entanglements on your mom's side as it relates to all of this. Okay, so the energy has stopped coming through my hands. Let me see, is there more work? Is there more information? No. Okay, so I get stopped there. So how are you feeling on your end? What's coming up for you?
I'm excited about it, but the father's like, doesn't want it. I think that's where my doubts come in at, because of financial situations and all of the situations.
Yeah.
But a part of me is really excited. And, you know, when I take away the worry.
Yes, yeah. I would see just how even this little bit of energy work, it help, you know, it helps bring clarity. And is Pam or Angel any other inputs? I mean, this is a really big, very significant life decision.
It is significant. And this is what I have to, what I can add to it as I listen to this. And this is not my show, so I want to make sure that I'm kind of tapping into what Carrie is doing here. When she did the clearing with you, when she did the healing with you, when you first started in your conversation, you're like, I'm nervous. I don't know what to do. I'm not sure where I am. I'm not sure what I should do. And then she did the clearing for you. And then all of a sudden your position was, I'm excited. And the only thing I'm unsure about is how the father feels. That's what you should look at. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Because
yes. This
is, This decision is about you and what's going on with you and your body and this being, and that's what you should look at. And maybe Carrie can help you with that. Maybe there's some clearing or something going on around this relationship with this person, and then, you know, this being that may or may not be ready to come in today, because the choice is yours, in the healing process and the relationship you have with the divine, that's all healable. So whatever choice you make, this is, you know, God is here to support you no matter what you do. So that's there for you. But that's what I got, was as I was listening to it and I could feel the healing, I felt a huge release as she was going through the process. And then you said it really clear. I'm excited, and I'm like looking forward to it. And then there's that person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So maybe you could ask Carrie about that, because I think that that's where your clearing needs to come, is this relationship with the father. Does that make sense?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you have anything that you can tap into on that, Carrie, because I think that that's where her – I think that's where the disconnect is here for her.
Yeah. So when you started to talk, then my hands kicked in again. I was like, oh, hey, you know, we're disconnecting as appropriately, just like disentangling. And sometimes when we're entangled in someone else's energy field, we can, and even have a soul fragment of someone else, we lose the clarity from our own core, because there is such an entanglement and a confusion in the field. And so when you were talking, my hands kicked up again. I was like, oh, hey, there's some more work to do. which is fun, and we've been clearing your field, your luminous field, as appropriately as it relates to this father. And so
yes, it's very confusing, because one day he had me kissing and rubbing on my stomach, and then one day he's talking about, you know, how we don't have, you know, the finances, and one day it's, I hope it's a boy. Like it's so weird, and it's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm just letting the energy come through, and there's a little more light language for you. Let's see. Aha hi no money kohatam. Lahom, Bakoria Kohaya Halakta. So Ahom, my Yakoho Yani, Hioho Yapo Yahatan Yakaman Lan. Aho, oh, Hiyakoho Yahi, oh, Homayakanti. Okay, and then just letting the energy again come through my hand. Okay, and that has settled in. Is this complete? Yeah, so I get a completion for now, but I'm happy to help you if you wanted to give me a call outside the radio show and work together. Is something I can maybe help you to. It's such a big deal, you know, so if I can assist you, you feel called to reaching out, I'm right there.
And I would recommend it if you can, because it is an important, it's an important step, regardless of what you do, you know, it's important stuff. But the one thing I will recommend, if you can, is regardless of what decision you make, this entanglement needs to be detangled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wish you luck and God bless. And know that you've got lots of support out there. You're not in this alone. Whatever choice you make, you are not in this alone. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for
thank
calling.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye. So that was really interesting how, you know, when we have, so, you know, I'm here and then I have the being inside me and then I have the person that's created the being. It's like I've got my So it's like I've got all three of these other people kind of in my field of existence.
Yeah.
And talk about how that affects, how does that affect us, you know, being engaged with all these people and how their stories can swish around with our stories and create stuff.
Yeah, so even, you know, part of the work that I do is also removing soul fragments from other people. And so we can have a soul fragment of, say, our mom in our field, and then somehow that really then impacts, like, even how we think about things. And we have their same mannerisms. We have their same kind of way that they walk. You know, we can get so entangled that we even are then, you know, bringing in certain illnesses that are not necessarily of ours from our own consciousness. And so there's a lot of just removing soul fragments and sending them back to the person as appropriately. But then also then what I seem to be clearing a lot in our fields is even psychic daggers. You know, like I mentioned before, we're driving down the road, we cut someone off by accident, they get really, really pissed, and they have a strong intent with a strong emotion, and they send that our way. But this happens within, you know, everyday life when people are frustrated with us or just have certain emotions and they're really geared towards us. And then what can happen is that energetic dagger can actually crystallize in our luminous field. And then our luminous field is informing our mental, our emotional, our physical field. And so much of the beginning of a session is like clearing, like clearing
yes.
down. Entities and psychic daggers and soul fragments and oh okay hi now I get to see you a little bit more clearly and so it is there's a lot of entanglements that we can encounter that and we think it's all ours, you know.
Well, so soul fragments and daggers, you know, you described so many different things here, and the thing that stands out for me and as you describe it, that people can get into our space and inadvertently drop stuff. They can do it on purpose too, right?
Oh, definitely. I think a lot of, you know, I grew up thinking that there was no way I could even impact someone else's field, however I think or feel about them. And so I didn't even think that was possible. And I would just wonder if we knew more and more about how our thoughts and emotions actually impact others, we'd have a different kind of responsibility for how we're thinking about others. Like recently, within the year, I'd usually have a pretty drama-free life, but I actually was very angry with someone this year. And so what I did was I shielded them. I'm like, I am not impacting them at all with all of my anger right now. So I actually shielded them from me. Okay, and now let me process my anger with it, a complete intent not to do any harm. And so this woman was a gift. The woman accessed deep anger in me that I was not even conscious of. So now I see it as a gift. I see that she really helped me release some emotions that I was not aware of. But in those moments when those messengers come, we're like, rah, rah, you know, like, I think it's really easy to actually impact somebody else, even just in their own processing. So I'm just really trying to be more conscious in my own processing when that does occur.
Really cool. I like that flip on the conversation where you're saying that rather than holding on to the concept this person made you angry, you took it as this was a gift to me. This person actually gave me a window to see something I didn't know was there, and it's like, I'm in gratitude. Thank you so much. I mean, the blessings that you get for taking that anger and turning it into gratitude, I can only imagine how powerful that is for your process to be able to facilitate that for yourself.
Yeah, thank you. There was just yesterday I was in a conversation with someone about the word blame. And it's funny because it actually spells out be lame. And so it's like when I'm be lame, when I'm like blaming someone else, like you did this and you're making me angry, I'm actually not standing in my own power. I'm actually laming myself when I'm blaming. I'm not in my backbone. I'm not in my authenticity. I'm weakening myself to be like, you made me angry, you know, like rather than, wow, I'm really angry.
It.
Thank you for showing this stored rage that I have in me. So,
I like that. As my daughter would say, you, dude, you should copyright that. That's really super cool. I'm going to let you talk to somebody else so that we can get your more insights and more information. Good morning. You are on the air with Carrie. Who are we speaking to? Hello? Good morning.
Hello?
There you are. Good morning.
I didn't hear a beep or anything, so I didn't know that was me.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. Interesting show. Thank you.
Did you have something that you wanted to work on with Carrie?
Yes, I do. Hi. Let's see. I want to keep it super, super quick and super simple for the radio show. So I would love to be able to catch the wave of my life purpose again.
Okay.
My creativity. Get back on board with my creativity. Catch the wave.
Okay. And what was, are you up for sharing your first name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Allison.
Allison. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So I had asked, you know, do I have permission from Allison? Okay, so we always have to ask permission. It's like just have to go there. So what we're working with, this is her chakra fumes. Okay. We are clearing your chakras in a kind of a non-traditional way. It's more of, from what I understand, like how the Egyptians worked with the chakras. And so we're going to work with your heart chakra as a zero-point field. And then we're actually going to connect the first chakra in this particular way of looking at chakras is going to be from your solar plexus up to your throat. And so it's going to be an arc. Like we, as our energy fields are toroidal in energy, like they're round, we're not linear, our energy fields. And so we're working with your heart field and then connecting your solar plexus, like your willpower with your ability to speak the will. And then the second chakra is we're working with your sacral center and then your third eye. So it's like you have all these visions, like our third eyes are full of, you know, vision. But then our sacral is really about carrying out these visions and our creativity in the world. Mm-hmm. And so we're working with those chakras, the first and second as appropriately for you. And just to finish the chakra system, so we're understanding is the third chakra then is arcing from the crown up down to the root. And then our fourth is to our local environment. The fifth is to the earth. The sixth is to the galaxy. And the seventh is to the universe. And so we're just working the chakra system in a toroidal field. And so with that, and I don't know how my English is, but sometimes when I'm working with energy, my speech will get a little interrupted and my sentences get a little funky. So I apologize if that's actually happening. I'm trying. And so so basically we're connecting these chakras in a spherical way. and are working with them in a spherical way. They're already connected that way. And let me see, is there more information? No. So we are bringing the energy, like having the, like taking care of energy blockages in the chakras. And we are clearing something off. Is this her shoulder area or clearing something off your shoulder area? Both of them. And for right now, I'm not getting information on what this particular thing is. But as we clear it and if information comes, I'll let you know. One of the beautiful things about this modality and working this way is that if when we need to know, we'll get to know. But we can actually like time travel back to when we're 2 years old, let it shift as it needs to shift. And we don't need to go figure out like what happened at two and all of this. Like we're just really accessing vibrational frequencies of stuckness and transforming them. And bringing in new frequencies that then help us align to our essence and to our soul purpose. Mm-hmm. And so, let me see. So my hands are slowing down. Okay, is this process complete? I actually got a no. Okay, so we have guidance. Okay, so we have personal guides. Okay, specific guide. The guide, let me see if I can say the name. It's Ahi Kohomakata. So we have a multidimensional being. Is there more than that? So we have helpers coming in. Okay, so with this helper, so working on the chakras, looking at a field, psychic, mental. We're working with your emotional body. Let's see, specific emotion. Are we erasing? Connecting. We're going to remove a specific emotion, negative emotion. Doesn't one come to mind?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, we're looking for a negative emotion. I mean, I can try to find it on my own, but most of the time when I'm working with someone, they're like, oh, Carrie, it's, you know, this feeling of unworthiness or whatever. So if there's a negative emotion that comes to mind, if it just comes to mind, I can also go ahead and see what I can tune into.
Okay.
Okay, so what is that? Oh, hold on 1 second. On this page here. Okay, so yes, is this emotion impoverished? I'm getting led to something like impoverished.
Mm-hmm.
Do you relate to that anywhere in your life
yes.
or your family? Okay,
yes.
Fantastic. Okay.
Oh, big time, yes.
Okay, so we are cleaning that up. Is this from her shoulders? Oh, that's what we're removing from your shoulders is the feeling of impoverished.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting where energies can get entangled into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so working with that and some light language for that. And we are disentangling. Let's see. Is this okay? Is this family, mother, father? Is this blood family, sibling? Do you have a brother or someone who would be brother like in your life?
I do not. I don't have a brother, and I don't have any one brother like. So.
Okay. Let me see. Is this interference? Okay. Working with this, we are going to clear whatever this is. So I get this. For me, when I get some kind of interference like this, it's just information that there's something interfering with your own highest self, you know, mm-hmm. or your way to thrive in our lives. And so, mm-hmm. see if there's information on this interference. Oh, I get it. Okay, so is this a past life? Okay. So we are clearing. Do we need to know how many? 1, 2, 3, 4. Three, like, you know, past, present, future, you know, that's all kind of relative. So just say 3 lifetimes removed, if time is kind of irrelevant. So we're clearing that. So the other thing that can happen in our fields is that we have our imprint from a past life. And I know I had one from slavery. And so mm-hmm. in this lifetime, I would find one employer after the other that would just want to treat me like a slave. And so I actually felt like I had slave owners, like, oh, that's my boss. She's my owner. You know, I'd have people that wanted me to run their entire farm operation for room and board. like entire farm representative, oh, but we'll feed you and we'll give you a little cabin to sleep in.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, and so when I realized that I actually had this imprint and that was actually informing all my work relationships in this life, then when I could clear that, then I could find employers that actually valued me. So we're clearing a past life that was, I think, from what I remember, three lives removed.
And
now this is coming through, how are you feeling? How are you doing?
I just want to validate that actually I do have a lot of strong past lives as a slave. And in this particular lifetime, it has come through again, this time through my father. So it began very, very young and has continued even into employers. So it's really weird that you mentioned that because I have that very same issue. I actually have some really significant shoulder injury, an actual injury that I sustained some years ago. And the other shoulder is now involved in degeneration for both my shoulders. I've tried to do a lot of work around the shoulders in terms of, Louise Hay saying, it's carrying the burden of the world upon your shoulders, which I absolutely do. So I'm really anticipating what the work that we just did, how that might help move this healing of the shoulders forward. I guess I have a little bit of breathing room, which normally I don't have. So I hope it really does. It's a very painful situation. Shoulders are so important to our whole upper body mobility. So I just wanted to validate all of that. You touched
Thank
on
you.
Some big issues there.
Thanks for the validation.
Very
Sometimes
cool.
it's so helpful for me to continue to step further and further into supporting people. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the call and good luck with that. I really appreciate the really great insight that you were able to kind of get us to connect to as you were allowing the process to assist. So thank you very much. And have a fantastic day. Is that you with the little guy in the background barking? Is that your baby in the background barking? Or is that you, Carrie?
Oh, I don't. No, it might be.
I was
going to
say hey.
I can hear it too, but I couldn't figure out where it was coming from.
Say hey to the little barking guy. Hopefully they got some healing too. That's.
Yes.
have a good morning and bye bye.
Thank you.
So I always get the opportunity to engage with our callers since we have so few minutes left. So I'm going to ask you a question. Because I hear this a lot, and I have this myself, and healers and light workers, we get this. What is it with the shoulder? You know, because I have that too, and I have to like do work all the time on my shoulder as I work with people. So what is going on? What do you get when you connect to my left shoulder?
Oh, okay, let's do it. Okay, so I'm going to let the usually the energy needs to move before I even get any kind of insight. So let's move with your left shoulder. Okay, and so while this is coming through, something that I've been doing more and more often is to really set a very strong intent that only positive effects are welcomed in sessions and negative effects are not allowed. And in saying that, just saying that, like, I'm not here to pick up other people's entities. I'm not here to be exhausted after a session, you know, like, and even with when I work with someone and the energy is coming through for your shoulder, you know, say if I'm led to download an essential oil, like I said before, and really it wasn't peppermint, it was supposed to be lavender and it wasn't going in the lungs, it's supposed to be in the liver. Like I literally, it won't come through. And so we get stopped. I get stopped as a practitioner saying, nope, that's actually not going to happen because that's not what the person needs. And I'll have to go back and check. And are we on essential oils? Okay, great. Is it peppermint? No. Okay, what's the oil? It's lavender. Fantastic. Okay, do I have the right organ? Yes or no? Like, and so the energy, the frequency exchange can't even happen. if it's not ideal for the person. And so I've really just been really working with that, so I can just step in and like jump in full force with knowing that I can't harm somebody, and I'm not going to get harmed either. And we can really just positive effects, and like great positive effects are welcome.
That's awesome.
And so I don't know if that relate, if you relate to that, but in the, when I was tuning into your shoulder, that's also what was coming through. And then also this need, I know I work with and around a lot of other practitioners, and many of them shield themselves. They're like, okay, you know, I need to protect myself. And for me, that if I go to protect myself, I'm doing it from a fear place rather than a place of love. And so for me, I just connect into my heart, make sure I'm deeply rooted in my heart. And through my heart, I'm connected to my higher good, good for me in that moment. And so how's your shoulder feeling, by the way?
Feels really good.
Okay, great.
It feels really good. It does. It feels really good. Like something's like being drained away from it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's feeling too. But it's more important on how you're feeling.
You're like, I
feel it, but hold on, this is not my shoulder. So how are you, more importantly?
I'm feeling awesome.
Good, good. Yeah, so it is this, like, for me, it's a, do you ever feel burdened in helping other people, or is there some kind of, like,
it's not the burden. I think the big thing for me and the work that I do is it's not that I feel burdened, is that I feel almost obsessive need to help people. And so I'm like, if I feel like I have, I'm like, oh, I got to help you. And like that whole enslavement description, totally understand. It's like, if they walk away, I'm like focused on them until I feel that they are getting through whatever their process is or whatever they got going on to a fault, you know, where I'm like wanting that's kind of the cross I bear, where I just want people. I feel like that's my mission in life. And as you talk about how that enslavement process worked, you know, for practitioners, it took me a long time to even get that I have to charge people, because it's just, I want to help people. So that's kind of, you know, where I come from, and that's where I carry it. I carry my stress there too, because I do have I get stressful. So I get the tangible energy there, and I get the spiritual energy there. So when I'm stressed out, that's where it sits, is on my left shoulder. Everybody has their spot in their body. That's my spot.
Yes, indeed. And so I think what I'm being led to ask is, like, what would you like there? Instead, like, we're removing this, we're draining it, and there's a frequency coming in into it now. And what would you like the relationship to be?
Loving, as you described it, and permission for people to move on and be in their own space. So it's like, the gift I give you is your gift. Now go forth and do something with it. That's what I would like to be able to have there.
Love it. That's what's coming in my hand, is like waving in the sky, like, woo! Like, so that's what's like, we're encoding that now. And so, yeah.
Beautiful. That was really, really very, very, very cool. And I want people to get how powerful this is, because even just in that few moments, you know, the I call it muscle anxiety. I work in fitness as well, so that's what I call it, is gone in my shoulder. That's some powerful juice you've got there. And so if somebody can work with you for that little bit of time and get that, and I really recommend people reaching out to you. And we're running out of time. I'd love to bring you back. I'm going to send you your link to your show so that you can share it, because you had some powerful shifts with people. I want to give you these last 30 seconds to give a call to action, so you can put your information out there so people can reach out to you.
Thank you. Yeah, I was wanting to offer a special for anyone listening of $30 off. I usually charge $90 a session, but I'm so happy to give people sessions for $60, which is a huge,
that's cheap.
A huge gift for people, because I do, I know, but I do. It's just like, for those who listen, if you just mention the show, I'm very happy to give you a discount and just work with you. So you can reach me on my website, which is carriejahan.com, and then also my email address is at gmail.com, so my first and last name at gmail.com. And reach out, give me a call, And I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much for joining me. I'm looking forward to getting to know you more in the community, and I hope you have as wonderful a blessed day as you've made my morning. And
aww,
for everybody
thank
out
you.
There, you're welcome. Take care, and everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic